I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, all of America has been waiting for this moment for Carson Beck. He's got 3 minutes and 13 seconds and 2 timeouts remaining.
I think all the stuff that we saw on when he was on his way in and him as the year has gone on, just getting more and more comfortable with the system. I mean, I've always said I think he's an elite competitor, an elite quarterback, and he doesn't get fazed by anything. And he has absolutely no concern about personal accolades. The dude just wants to win.
The biggest moment of the year right here. Exactly 1 minute to play. Beck in the shotgun. Looks over the defense. Bauman in motion. Here's the snap. They rush four. Beck looks. He fires. It's caught at the 20-yard line. Down to the 18-yard line.
Baby.
It's Keelan Marion with a first down with 55 seconds to go in the game. 37 seconds to play. The ball at the Ole Miss 19. Beck looks over the Ole Miss defense. Takes, drops, play fakes. Six. Looks down the middle, caught at the 8-yard line by Marion. Miami's inside the 10. That's a first down. They're 8 yards away from glory. What a game. So many twists and turns. We're down to 31 seconds. It's Marty Brown in the backfield. Beck takes. He gives Brown to the 5, to the 4, to the 3-yard line goes Marty Brown. Clock is stopped with 23 seconds to go. Second and goal for Miami at the 3. Miami is 3 yards away.
You all right?
From going to the national championship game.
You all right?
I don't know. I don't know. Here comes the big moment for the University of Miami. The biggest moment perhaps in the last 23 years. Beck holds his hands out. Takes, drops, looks. Watch the throw. Carson Beck into the end zone. He runs it in over the left side. Carson Beck takes it in for a Miami touchdown. Miami touchdown for Carson Beck. Is that the winning moment? It's a 3-yard touchdown for Carson Beck. And Miami has a 30-27 lead with 18 seconds to go in the game.
It's the Canes, baby.
6 seconds from going to the national championship. Snap. Chambliss drifts to his left. He lets it fly deep in the end zone. It is knocked away. Knocked away. Incomplete. No time left. Miami wins. Miami wins. Miami's going to the national championship, Don. We're going to the national championship.
Pack your bags.
Is it officially over in the desert this time? 23 years later, there are no flags, and Miami has won. Miami's going to the national championship. Carson Beck is your Hurricanes hero, and the Hurricanes will play for the national championship.
Mario Cristobal, he came home to take his Hurricanes to the national championship game, and he did it.
Right.
Promise delivered.
I mean, shoot that straight into my veins every hour.
It was fun.
Can you imagine what was going on in that radio booth? And just great stuff from Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki. I mean, sure, does DBJ talk all over Joe Z when he's making a very important call? Sure. Was I watching Scott Van Pelt last night after the game and they played that call matched up to Beck's touchdown and you couldn't understand what was happening because DBJ's screaming all over Joe Zagacki? Sure, but we love DBJ and we love Joe Zagacki. It's just pure and it's honest. But He asks him there, are you okay, Joe? Can you imagine what was going on with Joe in that booth? Because you know, he bleeds orange and green. We know that nobody roots for the Canes like Joe Zagacki, maybe John Michaels, those two guys. And Can you imagine? Because I know how I was feeling, and I'm you know, I went to UM, but I'm not the level of fan that Joe Zagacki or John Michaels is. When it felt like this dominating game was slipping away, it was almost incomprehensible to put it into words. I cannot imagine what was going on in Joe's mind as he was trying to call that game. It felt like it was slipping away there at the end.
That final drive, those third downs, the peak in Joe Zagacki's blood pressure, ups and downs and ups and downs of that drive. And then, oh, they just got 18 seconds left. Yeah. Trinidad Chambliss likes 18 seconds because he's going to go down to the 30-yard line in that time. It was, I'm not even because there was a lot on the line. That's why the game was you know, big time game. But the fourth quarter was one of the most climactic ups and downs, either way, if you're an Ole Miss fan or Canes fan.
So the Hurricanes will be underdogs to either Oregon or Indiana. I think what they showed last night on ESPN, I think they were maybe a 5 or 5.5 point dog to Indiana and maybe what, 2, 2.5 to Oregon? Do I have that right?
I saw 3, but, you know, same ballpark.
So somewhere in that neighborhood. Do you, you've watched them 3 college football playoff games now. Texas A&M, Ohio State, and last night Ole Miss. And by the way, none of those opponents easy. None of them. That wasn't James Madison, you know. And Texas A&M at College Station, that ain't easy. So you've seen them 3 times.
Yeah.
Do you like them against either Oregon or Indiana, one more than the other? Like, what would be your ideal matchup?
I like the Oregon matchup because Indiana also has the build of the trenches, the polished quarterback. Like, they're, I don't want to play Indiana because they're very UM-ish. I want to play Oregon, who's a more wide open, you know, graceful, more graceful team. And I think Ole Miss was a more graceful team. And that's why I think we beat the hell out of Ole Miss because of the fact that they don't want that physicality. Indiana loves the physicality. Their coach is that lunatic dude too. So I think the matchup is too similar with Indiana. That's why I want to play Oregon.
Right. Ole Miss, you're kind of like, you go, oh, you're a finesse team. Okay, let us punch you in the face a couple times and see how you handle that. You're not a trench team. And I'm kind of with you. Oregon would be that same type of opponent like from last night.
Indiana's the guy you punch in the mouth and he licks his own blood off his lip and says, ha, 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 ha.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to fight him.
It tastes like my blood sugar's a little low tonight.
I don't want to. But I brought it up earlier, man. I looked into it because I heard the stats. 191 rushing yards last night, 153 against Ohio State, 175 against Texas A&M. Like, Mark Fletcher is probably the MVP of this playoff run, if you really want to be honest about what's going on here. Oh, God.
He's automatic. He's automatic. And like, we know that he had the flu last night, but, man, at 100% with that line in front of him?
Yes.
I mean, we dare you to stop him.
It was a run sometime in the third quarter, and Mark got the ball, and they hit him immediately. Somebody grabbed his leg. He got 16 yards on the rush. Somebody just picked his little ass up and just started carrying him down the field. It was a 16-yard run, and you didn't see Mark Fletcher the entire time. Right. It was just a bunch
just,
of people.
Just a mass of players and dust.
And that was kind of like – it felt at that point, and I think they ran the ball again the next play. It looked like nothing, but it was 8.5 yards, 2nd and 2. And I was like, this is looking like the Canes have them where they want them. And I love that fourth quarter drop, man. It was like a first down inside the 20 where they weren't supposed to run the ball. Nobody runs the ball in this situation. Mario said, you know what? Let me just show you one more time that we're tougher than you. And went and got the first down. I love that part of it. I love Mario's physical arrogance.
I think the question is not what matchup is better, Hawk. What storyline do we like more in the Natty?
They're both great.
Because Fernando Mendoza coming back to Miami to play against the Hurricanes, or Mario Cristobal getting to slay the Oregon Duck Dragon. Like, I genuinely don't know which one is better. And I do love that despite Carson Beck not being able to play Georgia and slay that dragon, he had his redemption yesterday against everybody, including Crowder and Lane Kiffin, which that video is going viral. Like he,
yeah,
he
got, when Lane was on the pivot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You were laughing about him getting $4.1 million or whatever. But the fact that he got the opportunity yesterday to have that moment and kind of remind everybody, like, yo, I'm that dude still. You've all been chirping, but I'm that dude.
Fellas, when he was throwing for 106 yards in playoff games, I sounded okay saying, hey, is he worth $4 million? He wasn't balling against Texas A&M or Ohio State. Let's be honest. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That man showed out last night. What were they, like 9 for 13 on third downs or something crazy? He showed out, and it was on his shoulder. He wasn't. I say Mark Fletcher's the MVP because just the mass of carries he had and the yards he's got. But the third down conversions, the stuff that he did, then the touchdown run, the game winning touchdown, bro. I had to eat crow, as they call. I'm eating some crow today on Carson Beck.
The real question is, is anyone going to get hooked up with tickets?
No.
Now, my belief is RC, Ryan Clark, can get tickets. Ryan Clark knows how to pull strings. Ryan Clark knows how to call in favors. So if I had to guess, if any of the four of us up on the screen right now are going to be at the Natty, it would be Crowder because he can push on Ryan Clark. I texted last night after the game, Jim Larrañaga. And I said, Coach, you got to put me in your suite for the national championship game. Mm-hmm. And he said, I need to find one as well.
Well, then I texted
Gino Toretta. And I said, Gino, I'm going to need to be in your suite next Monday night. Mm-hmm. And he said, I need to find tickets as well. And I responded, you won a Heisman Trophy.
The good answer.
He's going to join us today, by the way, a little bit later on.
Okay. Gino and Coach L are going to be standing out with the I need ticket sign outside Hard Rock?
I don't know. I can't imagine that Gino Toretta will not be there because I just that's hard to believe. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. And Jim Larrañaga, come on, this is the home stadium. But I need someone to put me in their pocket and carry me into a suite with them as if I was some sort of swizzle stick. And I am not too proud to be that swizzle stick.
You want to be a swizzle stick?
I will be anything to get into a suite.
When Florida played Ohio State in Arizona national championship game, I was on the sideline, and I'm not a Heisman Trophy winner. That Gino can get tickets.
I believe Gino could stand on the sidelines all game long. I believe Gino wants to be in a suite. I think he wants to go down, enjoy Ray Lewis and Warren Sapp and everyone else who will be there, but I don't think he wants to watch the game on the sidelines. I think he'd like to be with his family in a suite.
And he's not going to enjoy this Michael Irvin because he's aggressive on the sideline.
Ooh.
He slap your back real hard and push you in the kidney. And hey, I don't want to be around him on the side.
Did he do the belt to ass last night?
He did.
Did he do
he
it?
Did.
I missed it.
Yeah. He went belt to ass.
I guess
it's a tradition. You got to do it at this point.
Yeah.
Get in tickets are like over $3,000 for the furthest back up on the highest level. Yeah. $3,000+. That's obviously what happens when the national championship game features a home team with a fan base that's been waiting over two decades to get to a moment like this. Like, that's going to be crazy.
I went on, StubHub, or it's one of those things where they have the stadium picture.
Yeah.
And the most expensive ticket I saw was like $22,000 for a single seat.
I mean, that's got to be, 1 week from the pivot?
Excuse me?
I say that's got to be 1 week from the pivot. You guys are printing money over there, no?
See this hotel I'm in? I just killed a rat and the AC broke.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines. Alex Dono is going to talk Canes with us this hour. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Feels like the Hurricanes keep winning. You guys saw they're going to host one of the top quarterbacks, considered the best remaining quarterback in the portal, Sam Levitt. Played at Arizona State. I know he had visits with Texas Tech, but they don't need a QB anymore. And then Kentucky, LSU, and Tennessee as well. But how about visiting following that type of victory?
I also saw, just regarding last night's game, the NCAA has declined Chambliss' bid to play, what, a sixth year?
A sixth year. He's been denied eligibility by the NCAA, according to Pete Thamel. They're going to appeal it, I imagine. But if they don't win the appeal, which is never likely, his college career ended last night.
Oh, wait, I'm getting a text here from John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm doing this whole thing about getting tickets, and then I see a text coming in from him. I'm like, wait a second, I think John Ruth might be offering me tickets. But no, it's just some stats. Hey, Ruth, you got two chances to make it back on this show. Either you're taking me to the Masters or you're taking me to the Natty.
You got a better chance to go to the Masters.
Crowder, don't you have a restaurant at Hard Rock Stadium?
I have people there, but this is too big for anything I've ever done in my life.
I mean, this is a Super Bowl. Like I'm literally getting texts from people going, "Hey, I'm interested. Can you get ticks?" I'm interested in a lot of, I'd like to go see the Oscars one day. You can't get tickets.
People are texting Asia. Hey, can Chan have any hookup with the bowl game? No. It's too big.
You don't need like an extra line cook or something, a cracked?
Hey, man, I want to go to space. You got something? You got me?
Yes, actually. I'll hook you up for space. And that's why now you need to be able to hook us up.
I'm telling you, it's RC. Rock. It's not Crowder. RC can make this happen.
RC's going to be there. He's working.
I know.
But he's working. He's going to be down on the field at that little ugly
I'm just telling you, RC is the kind of guy, whatever event he wants to go to, if he wants tickets, he will. He does not hesitate. This is, I'm guessing, because I don't know him. He does not hesitate to pick up the phone, call people, and bend some favors. Why would you bend a favor? But
what is he doing?
I don't know, but he has no problem leaning on people to get tickets or access to where he wants to go. Crowder doesn't like to do that. That's not Crowder's thing. Crowder likes free stuff, but he doesn't like to be the leaner to get the stuff. Yeah. I don't think RC cares about being the leaner.
Let me see if he can bend some favors.
Yeah, ask him if he can bend some favors for your radio crew.
What are you doing for favors, Hawk?
Hawk will get these tickets.
I've been staying limber for 56 years for a reason.
Got the loosest hamstrings around, brother.
My goodness gracious.
The Dolphins have a new GM, gentlemen. Welcome, John Eric Sullivan, to Miami.
Now, this is interesting to me. Yahoo Sports did a list of the 8 NFL head coaching vacancies from least attractive to most attractive. Mm-hmm. When there's that many openings and you're a highly coveted coach, you have your choice. John Harbaugh, obviously. The least attractive, according to Yahoo Sports, is the Miami Dolphins. Out of all the head coaching vacancies, says on the bright side, the new head coach can live in South Florida and also comes in with a new general manager. After that, there's not much to get excited about. Dolphins are about to go into salary cap and quarterback danger zone with the team likely moving on from Tua. The Dolphins were already in bad cap shape, and moving on from Tagovailoa is going to make it worse. Many of the teams looking for an opening are seen as poor organizations, but the Dolphins are too. They haven't won a playoff game since the 2000 season, which is the longest drought in the NFL. Miami's roster is bad. The quarterback situation is bad. The cap situation is bad. The recent history of the franchise is bad. Good luck.
Yeah. I agree. A lot of ugly people don't know they're ugly until somebody else tells them. And it's ugly. The cap thing is really what's no quarterback, bad sure. cap. You can't go get a quarterback. There's not any quarterbacks in the world. And now you don't want your highest paid player on your team. It's just, yeah, it's no, it's not. And what's the name? Scott Van Pelt, whatever this three name man is. We don't know if he's good at being a GM. The guy from Green Bay. It's not Scott Van Pelt. It's Scott Pelly Larson.
That's right. Pelly Larson.
Yeah.
I got a text from John Ruth. Masters is possible. This one, no chance.
Did you tell him about the bins?
Can't he just dress up as Sebastian?
Great call. Why can't we all just dress up as Sebastian?
I imagine he has a couple Sebastian. I don't want to call it a costume. I imagine it's called an outfit in the mascot world. I imagine he has a couple laying around, no? Like some vintage ones. And they're not going to not let Sebastian into the game.
Right. And go with Sebastian. I'll go as the Miami Maniac. Jimmy and Crowder go as Harry and Harriet Kane.
I'm down. I'm the boy, Jimmy. Establish that now.
Right. Don't even think about looking at any other costume besides Harriet.
Don't mess this up for me, Jimmy.
The Heat and Bulls was postponed yesterday due to condensation on the court because everybody knows the Chicago Bulls Mickey Mouse organization, the United Center Mickey Mouse Stadium, deep dish pizza, overrated, ridiculous last night.
Saw something online today, speaking of Chicago, for the Packers-Bears game Saturday night, Darren Revell tweeted out, the cheapest price for the closest indoor garage spot by Soldier Field. Now, there's exterior lots at Soldier Field, but it's going to be freezing cold and snowing all game long. So then you're going to get out to your car and, you know, and it's probably $100 to park out there. The cheapest price for the closest indoor garage spot is $538.
That's just to park.
That's to park.
That's ridiculous. Well, supply and demand. It makes sense, yeah. But that's crazy.
We're close to having to take a break here, so I want to get into later, if we have enough time, just what's going on in your mind last night as this Heat game's getting delayed and delayed. The Canes game is going on. You're stuck on the radio on the AM band because the football game is on the FM dial, and you're just filling time at this point, and you know no one's listening because if you're a sports fan, even if you're a diehard Heat fan, they're in a condensation delay. You're not sitting through that on the radio. You're just going to watch the Canes game.
You want to know what's going through my mind? We'll talk off the air because I can't express the feelings, the sentiments I had towards the NBA, Hawk, the NBA yesterday.
They let it go on too long. Just call it. You know that they're not going to be able to get rid of that kind of moisture from a stadium that size.
There should be a window, a 60-minute, whatever you want to do, a 30-minute, 60-minute cap for any type of delay in a stadium for a game. And after that cap, you can't prolong it because it's ridiculous. Whatever. It was a joke. Just a joke yesterday.
They get that moist. It rained outside.
So it was rainy and humid, unexpectedly humid in Chicago for this time of year.
Unexpectedly warm, and they had a Blackhawks game the night before. So the ice is underneath mm-hmm. the wood. But, I mean, that's commonplace. But because of how humid and how warm it was outdoors, there was just terrible effects. I mean, they had guys literally with towels that spent 2 hours. I mean, you want to talk about who had the rough go at it last night? The dudes in the United Center paid with towels, the towel boys, I imagine, just trying to take away the condensation, but it kept coming back.
Right, because we all know how condensation works. It's not like a spill that you clean up.
Yeah.
So they lowered the air conditioner in there, but it's a gigantic stadium. Remember for the Winter Classic at Lone Depot Park, they lowered the air conditioner in there 3 weeks before the game started right. In order to avoid something like this. The Bulls were like, lower the air down to 60. See if this works. A 4 million square foot arena.
And do they walk in 20 minutes before the game starts? Like, wouldn't this be handled sometime before this?
Yeah, that was the weird part where they all went through warmups and nobody mentioned a single thing until right before. I'm talking about Crowder. The players are on the court, and that's when they're all kind of sliding around, and that's when the discussion started. Nobody seemed to think to check this before. I don't know, but two hours and 12 minutes spent just waiting. Just waiting.
Oh, I got to listen to this podcast. I know this is good.
Oh, I mean, it's got to be incredible. All right, anything else, Solana?
Your weather in South Florida, it is a glorious day outside. It's warm outside, not as warm as the United Center was last night. What's your weather?
We're talking Canes with Alex Dono in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Beck holds his hands out, takes, drops, looks, watch the throw. Into the end zone. He runs it in.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's rock and roll. Alex Dono's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He hosts the Locked On Canes podcast. Hosts our post-game coverage on 104.3 FM WQAM. He is a Hurricane through and through. So, Dono, can you put into words what a trip to the College Football National Championship means to this program and Mario Cristobal after the season we watched?
Nobody loves this program more than Mario Cristobal. And I think about, you know, when I had a chance to interview him at the ACC Media Days last July, and like, you know, he knows how obsessed I am with Miami. I remember telling me after the interview off camera, like, he looks me in the eyes. He's like, I'm going to bring this thing back to where it needs to be. Like, I promise you, I'm going to bring this thing back. And I didn't think we would get this far this year. I mean, obviously now you get to the championship game, you better win the whole thing. But even to be at this point, Hawk, you know, for a team that I thought was pretty good and pretty competitive preseason, but like I was thinking, okay, this is the year where you try to get into the playoff for the first time. Maybe you can win a playoff game, kind of show that you're on the way back. I didn't imagine that Miami would get into the CFP and then go through the gauntlet they've had to go through. You talk about battle tested. You have to go on the road to Texas A&M to beat them in their stadium. Then you have to knock off the defending champs. And then you have to beat, you know, I guess Ole Miss is not the team we expected, but they beat Georgia and they were the last team standing in the SEC. You had to go out and beat one of the most dynamic offenses in the country. And now we await the winner of Indiana, Oregon, and you get to play in your home stadium. So, I mean, never in my wildest dreams did I imagine this could actually happen this year.
Dono, in that fourth quarter, four lead changes in the fourth quarter, one of the best football games I've watched in a long time. And what was on the line, just it was a great game. I've watched the Canes all year, and I was so confident in their defense stepping up. When the defense is on the field, I thought, oh, they get the ball back. It was the offense I was kind of worried about getting in the end zone. It swung for me last night. When were you most nervous, when Carson Beck was out there or when Chambliss was out there?
It's funny, you know, you talk about, because you didn't really have a horse in the race, although I saw you throw up the U a few minutes ago. But
yeah, he did.
It may have been exciting for you. I was breathing into a paper bag during the fourth quarter. Like, I was like full panic mode. But, you know, and usually, Crowder, the way you said it is right. Like, normally, Miami's defense is in that situation needing a stop. They're probably going to get an interception. They're going to get two sacks. But Miami's defense, by that point last night, they were beat up. And, you know, it was a combination of things. Like, Ole Miss found some offensive rhythm late in the game, but Miami had players, like, dropping like flies to injuries, hopefully nothing too serious. Xavier Lucas gets ejected from the game for, I thought, a bogus targeting call, and then you're down two starting corners because O.J. Frederick had already left the game banged up. So it's like, your defense was sort of duct taped together at that point. So I guess the way that that final Ole Miss drive, well, second to final, they had that 18-second, you know, opportunity at the end, but their final full drive, I guess, kind of went the way it should have gone with Miami's defense being so banged up. And then, yeah, you put the ball in Carson Beck's hands. I was so nervous, Crowder, because I had faith that I thought they could at least get down the field far enough for a field goal. But then, you know, Carter Davis has had his ups and downs this postseason. You know, I would have been extremely nervous with him stepping up for a game-tying kick. And then even if you hit the game-tying kick, you're back in overtime in the Fiesta Bowl, which is like the last place you want to be after what happened 23 years ago. So, yeah, and I think we should now have more faith in Carson Beck because he's done this multiple times this year, leading clutch game-winning drives, and he's got an exceptional record against top 25 teams. Like, I thought what Carson Beck was able to do last night, leading that drive and then ultimately scoring the touchdown with his legs, I thought that was like a career or legacy-defining drive for him. That's something you're going to remember about his time in college probably for the rest of his life. Do you remember what he did in that national semifinal, leading the 15-play, 75-yard drive, and the quarterback in that game you would least expect to run in a touchdown is the guy who did that with his legs?
Dono, maybe this is, you know, an obvious yes for you, but was that the most emotional you've been watching the Miami Hurricanes since the 2003 Fiesta Bowl?
We call them the cardiac canes for a reason. I think the answer is yes, because, you know, the stakes haven't been this high since that last Fiesta Bowl. But man, I've been on some roller coasters these last couple of years, right? And again, nothing with the stakes this high. So the answer is definitely yes. But, you know, the end of the Notre Dame game and some of Miami's other wins this year, and even the losses, like the end of that Louisville game and the SMU game in overtime, was crazy. So, you know, this team has not done anything good for my cardiac health, that's for sure. But yeah, I mean, I would say that with a spot in the national championship game on the line and you come down to a must-score drive, yeah, that was the peak for us for a long time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, when you were talking about playing in the national championship game, you said you have to win now. So you wouldn't be satisfied. You're not satisfied just getting there after the season they had.
I mean, after a couple days, like if Miami were to lose on January 19th, I think I'd be pretty upset for a couple days. And then at a certain point, I could probably zoom out and reflect on, you know, an incredible season and, you know, kind of appreciate it for what it is. But I don't think anybody in Miami's facility has the attitude of playing with house money. I think that at this point,
you know, Mario doesn't.
That dude
was tightly wound after that game.
No. Yeah, they're trying to give him. Kevin Beard tries to give him a hug on the sideline. He wasn't having none of that.
That was crazy. I didn't know that was Kevin Beard. That was crazy, his reaction.
He's a maniac. But no, I mean, I think at this point, Hawk, every time you get farther and farther in this playoff, I think the bar gets raised. The expectation is to go out there and win. So, I mean, I could appreciate a great run, but I'm not going to be happy if they don't win that game.
I'm with Mario. I'm not a big fan of the from the back bear hugs.
Well, especially when there's time still on the clock, right? Which was Mario's point, I think. Like, hey, let's not be caught celebrating this victory when we're not victorious yet.
Because there was 18 seconds left, and he knows what could happen in 18 seconds, which almost damn did. But to Mario, though, the whole we're back, and I've been out here long enough, and Brad Kaya has a couple good games, and now we're back. You're literally back in the national championship. Is the Canes back now? To your point, and knock on wood, even if they don't win.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still hesitant to use the B word until they get their sixth national championship.
Say it, Dono. Come on. Say it, Dono. Come on.
You know what?
It's good. Just say it.
Canes are back, baby. We're back.
We're back. Canes are back. Canes are back. It's not true till Dono says it. It's actually not true till John Michael says it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, there you go. Canes are back.
Man, it does feel like Mario last night from the sideline to the trophy presentation. He is laser focused, right? One game at a time. We're not celebrating anything, right? He is. I mean, that's the way that he's made up.
I'm sure I don't know if this was the origin of it, because he's worked for some maniacs over the years. I mean, Greg Schiano, Nick Saban. Like, doesn't it reminds you a little bit of Saban?
Totally of Nick Saban. You're right. Him? I forgot he's from the Saban.
Yeah, thing. Like, you remember, like, when Nick Saban would win a national championship, he's like, but we missed that block in the second quarter. Like, we gotta go back and run some sprints after we just won the title. Like, that's just, I don't know. It's kind of how some of these guys are wired, and that's the way Mario is.
But man, to be there, do you have tickets, Dono? Dono, the tickets are like $3,500 for nosebleeds. Someone just put on the chat that the 72 Club is $28,000 plus. Are you going to be going to the game?
I'm going to be going to the game, but I'm expecting to go as a working member, a media member. Yeah. I mean, hopefully, I mean, my season credential doesn't carry over to this. So I'm hoping my credential request gets approved and I get in there. If not, I don't know why they would deny me, but if they do, you go to plan B.
Well, if you ended up getting a ticket or two, but you've got your media credential and you're fine with that, where would I fall on the list of people that you call and say, hey, Hawk, I got a ticket. You want it?
You'd be like top 30, I think.
Top 30.
You'd be in the group somewhere.
Am I actually ahead, you know what? Or behind?
You know what? I don't know that many people, actually. You'd be like top 15.
All right.
I don't know.
I feel like I've already climbed half the list that I was worried about.
Once I actually go through my Rolodex of like people I'd go to a game, you'd probably climb into like the top five by the time I'm actually done combing my list.
Me and Manny. I told Manny I would take him to the game. So you can go. Get two.
All right. Or I'll go touch, what was it, the Touchdown Club for, we'll 75K or so for three tickets. I mean, we'll make it happen.
Come on. Let's rock and roll. Jimmy, you have any contacts for tickets?
Unfortunately, I do not. I wish I did.
You know?
He used to work security, though. Jimmy did. Do you still have a couple of those T-shirts? Those
T-shirts? Do you have the outfit?
No, because the company I used to work for is not contracted by the stadium. So, yeah.
Jeez, I can't imagine why after they sent you there as head of security.
Yeah. I know, right?
Top flight.
I mean, if that company was still working, we could all sneak in. We'd like tunnel under the stadium.
Call Jimmy. Things are going downhill.
If that company was still in charge of security, there'd be 800,000 people at the game on the 19th. All right. Alex Dono, follow Locked On Canes, Locked On Canes podcast. Follow Dono on social media. We'll talk to you next week leading up to the game as well.
Can't wait. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Guys, we are Miami. We are the U. That's gotta mean everything.